more on car insurance.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to launch a startup from your garage. From computers and smartphones to 3D printers and tablets. Everything.
Our business is going to be huge.
Mom! Again?
Accept permission to use the garage. Thousands of products added online every day. Now get a $25 Staples gift card via Easy Rebate when you buy a tablet. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 2/22/14, excludes clearance and e-readers. Customers submit Easy Rebates online. Learn more at staplesEasyRebates.com. Terms and conditions apply. See cards for details.
Hey, boys and girls, John Hadley for Best Transportation. They've got a great special going on in the month of February. They like to call it the Hot Winter Romance Special. 30 to 45% off. The biggest savings they've had on any special. They've slashed rates for evening and weekends. You can drive around in style on the sedan, SUV, limo trips for the entire month of February. Romance isn't limited for just one day in February, although they have plenty of availability for Valentine's Day. Make sure and make the call today to Best Transportation, 314-989-1500, or go to besttransportation.com.
This Friday and every Friday, John Hadley and Jim Huer are taking the big sports show on the road. They'll be broadcasting live from 6:30 from Seiberg's at the corner of 270 and Dorset.
To find out more and to see which one of Seiberg's six area locations is near you, go to Seiberg's.com.
What a combination. The Big Sports Show Friday Night Edition and Seiberg's, an eating and drinking company. Seiberg's at the corner of 270 and Dorset on the Big 550 KTRS.
No, I don't know. I don't know that you can ever do it again. I don't think the audience cared for it.
Who are you talking to?
Yeah, we're on the air.
Not Bruce. I'm sorry. Bruce wants to know when they can, you know, do another special.
On the radio.
Actually, we had a couple calls. Some of the people liked it.
No, I don't think most people liked it. I'm sorry, Bruce. I'm just telling you the truth, okay? I don't think they cared for it, right? Maybe it's too long, okay?
Hey, he's a musician. You have to have a thick skin if you're a musician. Dr. Doug Pernikoff normally would join us now. We just got word he's en route or at an emergency surgery. I guess it's in his clinic, maybe.
Yes, at an emergency surgery.
Did he say what animal he was operating on?
No. No, he didn't.
I've been listening to discussions about that giraffe. Since we don't have Dr. Doug, hey, folks, you got 15 minutes to talk about whatever you want to. You want to write really good jokes like the other people have been doing? You could call us and do that. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. I've been reading and on TV, on some of the news channels, listening to what people are saying about the that giraffe that they killed in Copenhagen, and they fed it to that lion.
Yeah.
And one of the guys that was interviewed was Jack Hanna. Jack Hanna is probably about as famous in the zoo world as anybody. And he said that everything, and I heard a spokesperson from the Copenhagen Zoo try to explain why they shot that giraffe in the head. And honest to goodness, what he said, it just didn't make any sense. It was like gibberish. Well, inbreeding can create deformities and causes a giraffe to lead a less than perfect life. So the solution is you kill it and take its life. I mean, and Jack Hanna even said, he said, I guarantee you, there are dozens of zoos around the world that would have loved to have had that giraffe and taken that giraffe. They did not have to kill. And then it comes out that that same zoo kills about 25 animals a year like that and feeds them to other animals.
Wow.
What kind of zoo is this?
Yeah.
And he said, Hannah said, I've never heard of such a thing. Yeah, I've never heard of any zoo operating like
Where
that.
Is this zoo?
Copenhagen, Denmark.
Wow.
They shot the giraffe in the head. And of course, to hear them say it, they didn't feel anything. Well, really? I mean, how do you know that? And the other thing I find interesting, though, and this happens all the time when something happens to an animal. And look, I like animals, especially dogs. I do think that some animals they're more animals than other animals. In other words, they're not
domesticated.
Well, look, if people step on a cockroach, it's an animal. I don't think they lose their minds over it. So there are levels. A puppy is not a cockroach or a spider or a fly, and a giraffe is not a pony. And what's amazing to me is the people that have said they're going to kill. Remember, they got death threats, and the one guy at the zoo, he said that somebody called and said he was going to kill the guy's kids and family.
Right.
Wow. Yeah, I wish people would get that kind of reaction and be that vocal and active, proactive about kids that get killed. I don't ever hear that kind of stuff when it's a human. But man, let somebody do something to an animal, in this case a giraffe, and people lose their minds. And I don't know that they should have killed it either, but for goodness sakes, you're going to kill humans because you're mad that they killed a giraffe, so you're going to kill them and their kids? That doesn't make any sense. We'll take some calls here in a second. We got call. Here they come. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. And real quickly, before we get to these phone calls, if you didn't hear earlier, we lost Sid Caesar, one of the comedic greats. You old-timers, you're losing people now. You got Shirley Temple, Sid Caesar. I read this morning that in 1937, now remember, that's a long time ago, 1937, Shirley Temple, in 1 year, and I'm not sure if that was the year or another year, but in 1 year, she knocked out 5 movies and like 8 short movies. In 1 year, they just worked this kid to death. In 37, she made $300,000 for her movie work. But in endorsements and merchandising, she made $5 million.
Wow. 37?
In 1937. So what would that be today? Like $50 million?
Oh, yeah.
Easy. Off to the phones we go. Chuck is up first. Hello, Chuck.
Hello. How's everyone doing?
Let me check. How are we doing?
Good, Chuck.
All right. Good. AM and the PM?
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Now, the thing I wanted to know, Frank, were you ever able to get an autograph from Liz Behan or any of the members of the all-girl band?
No, you know, when I worked with the Hill Behan people, I had no idea. That was before Liz put the band together. Had I known, you know.
You know why you can't get one from them?
Why is that?
Because after they finish playing around, they leave lickety-split.
Oh, man.
That's good. That's, give him a round of applause. That's good, I'm telling you.
Thank you. Have
That's
a nice
good. Day. Thank you, Chuck. They leave lickety-split. Again, not the kind of humor you will hear from us.
No.
But if listeners want to do it, that's fine. We have standards, and we have a limit. Dennis is up. Hello, Dennis.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. You played that medley earlier.
No, I didn't play it. Bruce and the Boys played it.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Bruce and the Boys.
Yeah.
Anyhow...
Oh, very good. I see what you did there. He avoided the anyway. That was very good.
That reminded me of the Four Leaf Clover song. I'm looking over a Four Leaf Clover.
That
reminded me
of
Chevy Chase thing. I think it was on the movie Groove Tube where they played it. It's kind of funny. It's slow, but towards the end, it's better.
You know, I have never
seen that.
I have never thought of or heard anybody mention the movie Groove Tube for, 25 years, 30 years? I forgot all about that movie.
Yeah, it's at least
and its day, it was a jaw-dropper when it came out. People, because didn't they have like a penis puppet or something in it, if I remember? I didn't remember that Chevy Chase was in Groove Tube.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Groove Tube. It doesn't let it's on YouTube but... I'm pretty sure that's where I seen it the first time was in the movie Groove Tube.
I'm going to have to look that up. I forgot all about Groove Tube. I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's about a minute and 45 seconds.
Okay.
All right. It's better. Look through the whole end. It's slow the first minute, but it picks up.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you, Dennis.
Thanks. Bye.
Colin looked it up. $5 million in 37 is $83 million in 2014.
Wow. A little kid.
She didn't get any of it.
Well, her dad managed it and lost it because he was a bad investor. But the other thing I read was that they said her mom told everybody she was 5 when she was 6. She even shaved another year off to make her even more of a phenom. You know, she's a 5-year-old when she was 6. Not that there's a big difference. I mean, she's still at 6 was very talented. Jason is up. Hello, Jason.
Hey, Frank, how are you guys in the gang?
We're doing great. Hey, we're having a great day, Jason. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, I'm in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I wanted to do two things. I wanted to wish my son, Joey, his birthday today. I want to wish him a happy birthday. He's 6.
No, we can't do that. Sorry. We cannot let you do that.
But I will. I do have a joke for you, and I'm hoping I might be able to stump you today.
Well, you probably will. Hang on. All right, good. Now, I hope it's a joke, not one of these, what do you call? Right, that's not a joke.
I understand.
Okay, I'm ready. It's Jason, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, Jason, fire away.
So these two professors at Harvard are having a beer down at the bar, and they're bragging about how smart they are. Well, the old farmer at the end of the bar named Dave said, well, you boys think you're smart, but yeah, I'm just as smart as either one of you.
See how you got Farmer Dave in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, Farmer Dave, I worked it in, huh?
Yeah, it's good.
So they asked the farmer if he'd like to come down to Harvard and do the poetry reading with them that night. Well, he agrees, and off they go to the poetry class down at Cambridge and in Harvard, and he gets there, and they have on the board, the whiteboard, a word, Timbuktu.
Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me? I've told this joke 30 times. At least 30. Oh, my goodness. At least 30 times.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. And the
Should
first.
Stop?
Oh, well, yeah, because if you tell it, then I can't tell it again for a year.
Oh.
But the last line of the poem is, I can't do it or I'll ruin the joke.
Yeah.
But I know the joke. I'm just gonna fire one. I just wounded you. Okay. It's a great joke. It's a great joke. All right. You guys know we've told.
Yeah.
Us,
oh yeah. Oh yeah.
At least 50 times. Dan says that. Well, he changed he caught himself. He had DN was next. Then he changed it to DAN, which is Dan. Dan, how are you?
Hi. And then AM and the PM.
Well, that's a good way to be. What can we do for you?
I always am.
I know.
I'm calling to let you know. I was going to be talking to Dr. Doug about this, but I'll talk to you. Did you hear on the radio or yesterday on YouTube or something like that, this lady put out that it was either a dog or a cat. I don't remember what it was. Quit nursing its pups.
We did the story. And, She nursed the puppy. We had that story. We talked about it.
How do you feel about that personally?
You know what? I don't know the whole story. If the puppy was going to die and she saved the puppy's life and that's the only way she could save it, I don't know. I don't know that it's horrible. I guess if you saw it, you'd freak out. But
because I feel the same way. I mean, if it's something to save the pups or something like that, I don't have a problem with it at all. But, I mean, if mom was still feeding the pups and she was doing it too, I mean, that's a little sick, but...
That wasn't the case. She did it strictly because there was the mom was killed or something.
Yeah.
There was no mom, and the puppy wouldn't take a bottle. It wouldn't take. There's something else they mentioned. They tried to feed it with, but it would take her milk. So this woman nursed the puppy, and I'm sure to some people, that's sick and disgusting. And maybe it is. I don't know. I'm not going to be the one to criticize it if it saved the puppy's life.
I'm glad you said that. I was just wondering what your opinion was, and I appreciate it.
Well, there you go. Thank you, Dan.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I could see where people would go, ugh, she's sick.
Yeah.
But then the true dog lovers would go, well, good for her. You know, it's no different than these people that give a mouth-to-nose to a dog. You know, they hold the dog,
sure.
And then they put their mouth over the dog's nostrils, and you bring it back to life. You save its life. What the heck?
I don't know how she got past those puppy teeth, though. Oh, man. Those things are needles.
Really? But do they use the teeth? I don't know. Maybe they don't.
Well, they're there. I mean, they're right there.
Yeah, well, you got me there. Bobby is up. Hello, Bobby.
Hi, Frank.
How
are you? In the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
What's going on?
I have a joke for you.
No, hang on. I got something for you.
All right.
Go right ahead.
This blonde-haired lady is driving her car down the road at night.
Let me stop for a second. You know, it's interesting how people tell jokes. Most people would say this blonde is driving down the road. But Bobby says this blonde-haired lady is driving. He's already put his own twist to it. Go ahead. Blonde-haired lady driving down the road.
And as the guy comes up behind her and starts flashing his lights at her, she pulls her car over, and the guy comes up, taps on the window, and unzips his pants.
Breathalyzer?
Yeah, thank you.
Bobby. Joke's 100 years old, at least maybe 30 years old. Good try.
Have
thank
a good
you.
Day.
Thank you, Bobby. Amy is with us. Hello, Amy.
Hi, I've even heard that joke.
Well, and are you blonde?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Anyway.
You did it.
Uh-oh.
You did it.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. You know, I think most people are not aware of the exotic animal auction in Cuba, Missouri. And lots of animals are auctioned there. What do you think they do with these little teeny tiny baby goats at Grant's Farm that grow up and aren't so cute anymore?
I don't know. What do they do with them?
Well, they sell them at the exotic animal auction, and people eat them, and they sell them and train. A friend of mine years ago bought a baby tiger, and she goes and gets it declawed. Well, there wasn't a zoo at that time that would take a baby like that that was declawed. It could not fend for itself.
Well, I don't. First of all, I don't get people who want to have a tiger. I don't get that. I mean,
well, I don't either. It was
cute, chimp,
but it was going to be a lot bigger than they could imagine.
Is the Cuba, Missouri thing, is that legal? I guess it is.
Absolutely. It's a very well known place.
So you're telling me that anybody can go down to Cuba, Missouri, to the auction and buy a lion or something?
My understanding, yes.
Wow. Mm. I didn't know.
Absolutely. And she bought a couple of skunks and had them de-stinked.
Why would anybody do that?
Whatever they call it. She was kind of odd, to say the least.
No kidding.
And then she bought one of those little monkeys that would sit on your shoulder. And that thing stunk.
Yeah.
No matter how many baths she gave that
thing. Plus, their butts are ugly.
Well... Yeah.
Their butts are ugly. The monkeys have really ugly butts. Why couldn't the hair have grown completely over their butt? Every other animal, dogs, cats, they got hair on their whole butt. But monkeys look like they sat on a hot plate or something and burned the hair off their butts.
That's
true. No, I don't. If I were going to buy a skunk, I'd leave the stink in and I would put it in a box and give it to somebody I didn't like with the stink still in it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't
That's true. Yeah, that would be funny, kind of. It's kind of like Two and a Half Men the other day. Alan showed up at his ex-wife's house, and he got skunked.
Hey, Amy, you sound like you're in a really good mood, and you're really relaxed. Are you drinking at all today?
No, but I am actually in a very bad mood. So.
Really?
Oh.
Well, you don't sound like it.
You have brought out the best of me, Frank.
Wow.
See, I hear this from so many women.
Wow.
Heard this.
I'm gonna mark this on the calendar when I get home.
I'm gonna mark it too, Amy. I really
okay.
Amy, how old are you?
45.
It's my favorite age. I can't believe it. Favorite age.
Ooh.
Well, Amy, I'm glad you called. I hope you're in a better mood, and I hope you have a better day.
Well, it's between this Windows 8 that I can't figure out on my new computer and my new cell phone. I don't know which one to throw out the window first.
Oh, Amy, you never buy two new high-tech things at the same time.
Yeah.
You're asking for suicide. You buy one at a time, a month apart at least.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
It's horrible.
It drives you nuts.
Thank you for the information. It's a few days late, but what the heck.
We don't care. You call any time with late, early news, any kind of news, okay?
Thank you, bye.
All right, Amy, thank you. I couldn't tell she's having a bad day.
No.
She said she's having a really bad day. Can I take one more before we get to Joe? He's been holding a while. Joe, how are you?
That's Frank, Amy, and Pam.
Thank you. Joe sounds relaxed, too. Very relaxed in the crowd today.
I'm working through a cold here, man. But I got to tell you something. I'm a little tired of hearing, people talking about this puppy that was all over that woman's breast and stuff. I mean, give it some respect. That puppy has a name. It's Lucky.
I'm telling you, this crowd's on fire today.
I know
it's
they
like
are.
A whole staff of writers calling. Well, we didn't know that, Joe. Now we know the puppy's name. Off we go to North County to the... if you follow the phone lines that we're talking through now, you'd see the line split off at the Washington-Elizabeth exit, and then they jump across 270, and the phone lines go right into the office of John Londoff. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank.
How are you?
Great, great lead-in. Thanks for getting me on the air right after that caller.
Lucky.
Unbelievable.
It was kind of funny.
It was funny, though. Hey. How about 12 inches of snow forecasted for the southeast?
Yeah, worse. How about this? Southern parts of the country and southeastern parts, 1 to 2 solid inches of ice.
Oh,
that,
man.
That not only is that, and people think, well, that's nobody should be driving. It's not just about driving. That kind of weight takes down power lines, knocks out. It's going to be a real mess in all kinds of ways.
I'll say that. You know what? So, so I guess we're really pretty lucky. You know, what, 35 degrees today?
Yeah.
And,
on the way to 50 tomorrow or upper 40s. I saw that ice thing on TV and they were showing shots of Atlanta and Charlotte, North Carolina, whatever, it took me back to, I think it was 1987. I bought a Jeep, and it was like the Jeep, not an SUV. It was a Wrangler, and I even had a guy come to my house and put in what do you call the pulley system, where I could lift the hard top off, and man, I thought I could go anywhere in that Jeep. And we had an ice storm, and I worked on Corporate Square off Olive Lindbergh.
Uh-huh.
And, man, I hit a patch of ice on Olive, and I 4x4, Jeep, tank, it didn't matter. It was solid ice. I spun 360 degrees three complete times around as I was still moving down Olive. It scared me to death. And I came to a stop in exactly the spot I would have been had I never spun around. I was still in the right lane, facing the right direction after three full turns, and it taught me a big lesson. Ice is ice, and all that...
Hold on, now, what was that? What did you just say?
Ice is ice.
Oh, my God. You say a lot of really...
That's profound.
And I don't care if you had an eight-wheel drive, they're all eight going to slip and spin on the ice.
Yeah, I'm writing that down right now.
Ice is ice.
That's profound.
I'll forget that one. You know, I mean, we've tried to put motivational posters together here. That could be one, like maybe in the, in the conference room where we eat a lot of, and there's an ice maker going.
Frame it. Frame it as a saying, and frame it and put it up there. Ice is ice.
Oh, that'd be cool. If I got it and you autographed it, that would be even more special.
I'll do it. Now, by the way, what is black ice? I don't think there's such a thing as black ice. I think it's just clear. But
it looks
black.
Not according to Mimi Londoff. She's always talking about that black ice out there.
Because there's the cloudy ice, but when it's black ice, you don't know it's ice, though. It just looks like pavement.
First of all, if a highway is it's asphalt, if it's blacktop, you know, you can't see when it re-ices. Black ice.
Well, the ice is black because you're looking at pavement through it. The ice is not black. It's clear.
No,
I don't know why they call it black ice. They should just call it clear.
Because I bet Cindy Pressler came up with that. You know?
I don't know who came up with that.
I think Cindy Pressler came up with that.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't know, but Mimi Londoff always talks about the black eyes. Watch out, there's black eyes.
Well, you're laughing at your wife. You're trying. She's trying to
she's
protect you and take care of you. You're
laughing
at her.
At her, I'm laughing with her because she's funny.
I don't hear her laughing.
But I can tell you this much. You know, I wasn't laughing when we ran like 20 miles around Forest Park on Sunday. It wasn't really 20 miles. It just felt like 20. My leg still hurts. That was Sunday morning.
Well, don't do that.
You know, we were looking for
my
black
legs
ice.
Don't hurt. Dan, do your legs hurt?
Nope.
Peon, your legs hurt?
No.
Our legs don't hurt at all. You know why? Because we don't let our wives tell us what to do, especially tell us to run around Forest Park.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Next time Mimi says, let's go running, go, hey, I'm not running. You want to run, you go run. I'm watching TV, and I'm having a piece of pie. That's what you say.
A piece of pie. Yeah, I'm staying here and having a piece of pie. And she'll say, good luck, there's no pie in the refrigerator. There's no pie in the... No, she wants to go run, we go running, you know? We have fun together. That's a lot of fun.
All right.
I tell you what we're going to do next time. We're going to call you and your wife and drag you along with us.
My wife will go. She'll go.
You sounded like you had a lot of fun.
You and your wife.
No, I will not do that.
You sounded like you had a lot of fun when you were running in, when you were talking about running in Forest Park the other day when it was freezing cold.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about, Dan. Yeah, it was cold. It was cold, but it was a good run. And the park is beautiful. We have one of the greatest parks in the world, and that place is just, you know, Mimi said, yeah, I think it's like 1,500 acres. And I'm like, well, we're not like trying to look at all 1,500 acres today, are we? While we're running, I mean, it's there's a lot of different trails, a lot of different paths. That was fun. You know, speaking of fun, coming out and buying a car or a truck, SUV, a newer pre-owned vehicle, fun. Londoff Love, February. What are you doing Friday night for Valentine's, Frank? Were you going out?
No, I'm going to bed early because we have to get up real early to get all ready for our trip. I can't remember where we're going. Oh, yeah, Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. Mm-hmm. I keep forgetting. Yeah, I'm not doing anything.
And he'll be worn out from earlier in the day.
Yeah, probably, yeah. My wife's birthday is actually Saturday, so Valentine's Day is Friday, and her birthday is Saturday, so we just kind of clump them into one day of not getting her anything.
So you went shopping and bought her a couple of really special...
No, I'm not going to buy her anything. She buys whatever she needs and wants.
You don't go buy her anything at all?
No.
Did you get a card?
No,
flowers?
I'm not giving my wife a card. I see her every day. I talk to her every day. What, am I going to mail it to her, hand it to her?
Hand it to her?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, why?
No, it's silly.
How can that be silly? I bet you would probably just absolutely...
You know what I do for a birthday and Valentine's Day? I go, happy birthday, happy Valentine's Day. I hope you like your life. That's kind of it.
And get in the bedroom and wait for me.
Yeah.
I'll be in a minute. Yeah.
Get in the kitchen and go to the bedroom.
Yeah, that's exactly what you say. Well, here again, having fun, lawn dog love, the month of February, $100 for every new car, every new truck we sell and deliver goes to St. Louis ARC, Association for Retarded Children Association, that I love so very much. There's so many great charities and giving people in this community. So here's a way to get a great deal on a new car, new truck, Johnny Lawn Mops Chevrolet, and we'll then donate $100 per unit to St. Louis ARC.
All right, now I have to do this every time you say what you just said, because I will get email about you, about me, and you people need to understand ARC does stand for Association for Retarded Children. That's how it got its name. So please don't email going, I can't believe it. He said retarded.
Well,
that's
my
what
sister
it
is Down syndrome.
Oh, I know.
And,
they know.
And we have a motto with ARC that we say, lose the R word. You know, lose the R word. If you said it in front of my sister Jackie, she would just absolutely blast you, you know. And by the way, when I'm around her for a long period of time, I realize I'm not the one. She's not the one with the handicap. I am. I'm the one that's a little bit weird. She's unbelievable. She's so sharp. Doesn't miss a beat, and she's so funny. So I love her. Love her a lot. She's adorable. So it's just a little something we can do for not only Jacqueline Hope Londup, but for so many other awesome, special needs children and adults out there. But great, great, great deals available. Unbelievable leasing. There's some tremendous lease opportunities. Zero down. Great lease opportunities on the Chevy Spark.
In fact, I believe the guy who's in charge of that at your dealership is, you've hired an Asian guy, Lee Singh.
What?
See what I did there?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Why do you have to always ask him, do you see what I did there?
Sometimes they don't get it.
You know, you're like saying, aren't I funny?
Sometimes it's so sophisticated, it's over their heads.
Did you see what I did there? Aren't they talented?
John, did you hear the guy call in earlier about the all-girl orchestra?
What? No.
Oh, it was, what was it, Hill Bean?
Well, Hill Bean, he said it was one of the Bean girls.
Yeah.
That after the hardware stores closed, she started her own all-girl band, Liz Bean and the all-girls. So you can't see what we did there, because he doesn't like
that. Yeah.
So like I said, it's Lawn Dop Love Month here at Johnny Lawn Dop Chevrolet. Come up, get a great deal on a new Chevrolet car.
Hey, Peon, don't we have, I took a statement from Lee Singh, who's in charge of people who want, don't we have his statement that I can interpret for people?
Yes.
Because I do speak fluent Chinese. Ladies and gentlemen, now a message from the guy who is in charge of the leasing department at John Lawn Dop from Asia, Lee Singh.
Okay.
If you're looking to buy or lease a new Chevy, please come see me, especially if you want a lease. My name is Lee Singh. Bring your mother, bring your father, bring your whole family to the place where we own our building and lot, Johnny Lawn Dop Chevrolet. I'm so happy to be here in America, in St. Louis, working for the greatest Chevy dealership in the United States. Again, come see me, Lee Singh.
Wow. That was pretty good.
Riveting. Thank you.
You have an interpreter?
Thank you. I'll tell you. Man, that should send them breaking through the doors over here. Everybody get prepared. Frank just did a great bit. We'll probably have to close early tonight. So we should, it's been a great day so far. Really, really, people are tired of being stuck inside. They want to get out. And why not come
you
to Johnny Law and Dobbs Chevrolet?
Why not?
That's right. That's right. You know, you haven't been here for a while, Frank. So, you know, I think maybe...
Well, the last time I was there, I believe I bought a car. I mean, that...
Was that it then? So it'd be a big deal, you know.
I'll be back for service.
You see what I did there? Do you see what I did there?
See, he really...
Yeah. Yeah, and you're laughing. Because do you see what I did there? You do that all the time.
We'll come by if you want
it's
to take us to
It's a Billy Crystal bit. Go rent or get the movie. Saturday Night. Billy Crystal plays...
Oh, so every time you do that, you're doing
Billy
Crystal.
He says it 100 times. Yeah, it's Billy Crystal's. He says
it
like 100 times in the movie.
10 times a show, though.
He does it 100 times in the movie.
Oh, well, he's an actor. He's acting.
No, go ahead and say what you want to say. He's funny. Go ahead. He's funny.
No,
Billy
you
Crystal's
are funny.
Funny. No.
You are very, very, very funny.
Too late. Give us that phone number.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at londoff.com. LONDOFF.com. And can't wait to meet some of the greatest customers ever, the AM and the PM crowd. I love them.
There'll be 100 of them you will not meet next week because they'll be with us in Mexico.
Really?
Yeah.
You'll miss me.
Well, of course
you'll miss me.
Sure we will.
No, you'll miss me.
Yeah.
You can admit it.
It'll be over before you know it, and we'll be back, and they'll be back. We will send you some business tonight.
You taking a lot of sunscreen?
I don't take anything. My wife packs. I don't pack. I've never packed a bag in my life.
Cut it out.
Never packed a bag.
I got to hang up now. That's just, I can't, that's too funny.
No, I've never packed a bag. I don't pack. I'm serious.
I could say, go to me, Mimi, would you pack my, yeah, right. But yeah, she does do a lot of my packing, but I still do my packing. No. She does a lot of stuff, but I do mine. Have fun.
All right.
You stay, but I get to talk to you tomorrow, don't I?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Oh, I hope I don't have a problem sleeping, getting excited for that. Okay.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. A little bit mean-spirited today. That crack about, you see what I did there, see what I did there?
Yeah.
What have we done that for, 30 years or something?
Yeah.
Somehow or other, it just didn't sit right with them. And I've never packed a bag, and I don't pack, because I don't know how to pack. She does. She can get 4 times as much stuff in a bag that I could get in a bag, because I just wad it and throw it in there, and she compartmentalizes and rolls up stuff.
Oh, yeah, rolling.
She knows how to do it, and if she knows how to do it, then she should do it. Not me. We will take a break and we'll come back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me. And we're going to check traffic right now. We're heading airborne. Here's Frank Ladd.
Thanks, Dan. Working with the single car crash southbound 55 just past Rivas Barracks. It appears that he spun out. He's on the right shoulder, out of the way, but folks are slowing down to take a look. So use some caution headed southbound at 55 approaching Rivas Barracks. Those normal delays headed out of the city. 64 westbound looks like just before Hampton out to Macaws, and then you're on the brakes again between Spady and Mason. A good run out through the valley all the way out crossing the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 64 heavy between 141 and 270. Eastbound 64 headed towards the Poplar. A couple heavy pockets as well from Union Station up to about 6th Street. Then you open up there headed across the Poplar. Northbound 55, some volume in that right lane approaching the Poplar, headed up the hill there, up the ramp. Southbound on 270, it's a bit of a slow go now between Clayton and Doherty Ferry in pockets. Eastbound on 270, we've already filled in now between McDonnell and 170. This update brought to you by the Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. The Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is so fast, accurate, and easy that it takes the hassle out of taking temperature. Every new parent should have one. Pick one up at your local club, warehouse, or other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lenny Airborne Traffic Center, I'm Frank Ladd. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Martin Kilcoin Show.
It's a Thursday, a day closer to Valentine's Day. We'll continue to provide helpful tips, including maybe ones for the single ladies out there. Also motivating the kids today, the whole new generation. How do you get them up and moving? And we check in with Maxim Magazine's Dan Bova. As always, Randy's back in the house. Fun begins at 10.
The Martin Kilcoin Show, weekdays from 10 a.m. until 1 on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
If you like real love songs the way they used to be, this is Tony Viviano, and I would like to invite you to the Four Seasons Winery at the Four Seasons Country Club in Chesterfield for the best Valentine dinner dance in St. Louis.
Somewhere.
beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me. It's called In the Arms of Love on Saturday, February 15th. There'll be two seatings, 5 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. up until close. My band starts at 5 p.m. Oh, the shark, baby, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pretty white. Enjoy this exquisite dining experience. Back in time. Plus dancing to the Tony Viviano Band. Oh, that's me, as I'll be singing the classic love songs. For reservations, call 636-956-6266 or visit FourSeasonsWinery.com.
What's that sound?
Oh, that's just Jim, our screen repair guy. It's a little known fact that the window screen repairman hibernates during the winter months when broken screens are scarce. Then, as spring brings warmer weather, he awakens to once again begin his work.
Wow. Really?
No, not really. Only wild animals hibernate. Jim is just taking a nap because he doesn't have many screens to fix.
Oh.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware, here to tell you this is a great time of year to avoid the spring rush and drop off your screens to get them ready for warmer weather.
Oh, yeah?
Then you can open up those windows at the first sign of balmy breezes, instead of waiting like your neighbors will have to.
Oh, so the screens keep the bugs out while the balmy breezes come in.
Bring those screens into Schnars today and avoid the rush.
Really?
Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910, or for location, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
France, 1793. While Augustin Dupré was awaiting execution by guillotine, he took from his pocket a prized possession, an angel coin. He rubbed it for good luck and said a prayer. At that very moment, a sudden lightning storm frightened the crowd and the execution was postponed. Dupré was later pardoned and attributed his miraculous survival to the angel coin. For centuries, angel coins have been the center of countless good luck stories. And now good luck is yours. In a world first, Govmint.com is releasing magnificent 1 ounce pure silver angel coins at an historic low and surprisingly affordable price. These dazzling silver angel coins are only available on a first-come, first-served basis, so call immediately. 1-800-600-0438. These 2014 angels are legal tender and 1 ounce of pure silver, minted in London, England. They magnificently depict St. Michael slaying a fire-breathing dragon with Queen Elizabeth on the reverse. Lock in your historic low price. 1-800-600-0438. 1-800-600-0438.
These days, going to the dentist can be practically painless.
Gee, that didn't hurt a bit.
Until they hand you the bill.
Ow!
Because if you don't have dental insurance, you could be spending a lot of money. Even just a simple cleaning can cost over $100. And other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. But now you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. Real dental insurance that can cover over 300 procedures. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. To have a free information kit mailed directly to you, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. 1-800-700-0316. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. This is the pain-free way to get coverage for less than a dollar a day. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-700-0316. 1-800-700-0316.
This is Steve Light.
And I'm Greg Gonzalez.
We're with the Retirement Income Consulting Group and host of the Retire Worry Free Show with Steve and Greg. Whether you live in St. Louis or 100 miles from St. Louis, when you get ready to retire, we're your go-to guys. You know, retiring is a huge step with huge concerns. We know you're concerned about health care. We know you're wondering how you're going to replace your paycheck. We know you're not exactly sure if you should start your Social Security at 62 or 66.
Are you signing up for the best pension option? What are you going to do with your 401k savings plan? We know what you're thinking. I hope I don't outlive my money. How do we know all this? Well, we know this because we work with people who are getting ready to retire every day. People just like you. And before they met with us, those were their concerns too.
So if you're planning to retire this year, call our office in the Chesterfield Valley at 636-530-9977 or visit our website at ricg411.com. It'll be the start to a worry-free retirement.
Securities offered through LPL Financial Member FINRA SIPC.
Do you suffer with numbness, tingling, and burning sensations in your hands or feet? You could have peripheral neuropathy. Hi, I'm Dr. Ryan Lewis, D.C., president of Missouri Pain Treatment Center.
tell me about maybe a patient calling you up afterwards or writing you a note.
We had a patient recently. He's had neuropathy for about 5 years, and he was at his wit's end. Not only was the pain getting to him, he could not sleep through the night, and he felt terrible. He just wanted anything to sleep. I think he tried all kinds of different things to try to sleep better. But no matter what, the nerve pain, the neuropathy in his legs and feet would override anything else he was trying. After we worked with this patient, he is definitely sleeping soundly through the night. And he looks forward to playing golf this spring. Don't give in to neuropathy. Battle it and win. Call me right now and schedule a free consultation. 855-FIX-FEET. 855-FIX-FEET. That's 855-349-3338.
How did four blue-collar kids become one of the greatest success stories in pop music history? Find out at Jersey Boys. It's Broadway's Tony Award-winning best musical about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Experience the true story musical phenomenon that takes you behind the scenes and behind the music.
Oh, what a night.
Coming to the Fox in the U.S. Bank Broadway series for 2 weeks only, beginning February 19th. Get your tickets at MetroTix.com.
Do you have opioid-induced constipation? MedX Healthcare Research is conducting a research study for people with constipation caused by a strong pain medication such as an opiate or narcotic. All qualified participants in the study will receive the study medication, plus all study-related care and procedures at no cost. Compensation for participation may be available. If you have constipation caused by pain medication and are interested in learning more about this study, please call 866-713-5355. That number again is 866-713-5355 or visit us online at MedXHealth.net.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to launch a startup from your garage. From computers and smartphones to 3D printers and tablets. Everything.
Our business is going to be huge.
Mom! Again?
Accept permission to use the garage. Thousands of products added online every day. Now get a $25 Staples gift card via easy rebate when you buy a tablet. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 2/22/14, excludes clearance and e-readers. Customers submit easy rebates online. Learn more at staplesEasyRebates.com. Terms and conditions apply. See cards for details.
I'm hungry.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Yes, I am.
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinstlouis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinstlouis.com.
Thanks.
Walgreens makes grabbing gifts for your Valentine quick and easy, with everything from Hallmark cards to Lindt Lindor truffles, and even fresh flowers.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, a man who's actually been to the Corvette Museum. So he can have a pretty good image of what it must look like to know that eight cars got swallowed up in a sinkhole. He's brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Download this app, STL Taxi, because it's free and it's a great way to get a Laclede cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Bill.
Aren't you glad that sinkhole didn't happen while you were standing there?
I was there in July or August of last year. And, yeah, you know, they really lucked out, though. I mean, you know, sort of lucked out because a lot of those cars, in fact, I guess most of those cars are on loan from people. Those that, I guess, had been swallowed in by the sinkhole were given to the museum, not on loan. That's at least what I read in their press release.
Well, aren't there hundreds of cars there, though? It's not just like 40 or 50, aren't there?
Oh, yeah. It's a pretty cool place. Yeah, I don't know how many cars, but yeah, it's packed. I mean, there's a bunch of different Corvettes in there. And okay. What I actually thought was pretty cool is they have a handful of different collections. Like, people collected, like, you know, those little small versions of Corvettes and
right.
stuff.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure there are a bunch of different types and kinds or whatever, but I thought those were pretty cool. They had a lot of, like, glass cases just full of, you know, a lot of people's collectibles and things. And a lot of Corvette clubs that donated their stuff, you know, from around the country, which is pretty neat. But it's a cool place to go as long as there are no sinkholes on the day you visit.
Right.
So, well, the Deep South getting hammered by yet another winter storm. In fact, it's so cold in the South that the Duck Dynasty guys are now making penguin calls.
No, oh, man. That's good.
And a snowy owl hit by a bus in Washington, D.C., received x-rays, was treated, and will now be released back into the wild. I also believe this is the first Obamacare success story. So that's good.
Whoa.
That one. speaking of the president, he hosted a state dinner for the French president last night at the White House. Mr. Obama said it was nice to be able to look him in the eyes rather than eavesdropping on his cell phone calls.
Yeah, that's true.
And guests at the state dinner dined on chocolate cake from Obama's home state of Hawaii. In fact, this is kind of cool. One lucky guest got to the bottom of their cake and found his birth certificate. And finally, this afternoon, well, state television in Tehran reports that Iran has successfully test-fired a long-range missile.
That's
although,
great.
Take that with a grain of salt. Their state TV also reporting they've won every medal at the Winter Olympics.
Well, that's not true.
Okay. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KCRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Now, Saturday morning, you need to make a point, except for the 100 or so of you who will be on your way to Lambert. What time does that flight leave to go to Mexico?
Noon.
Yeah, so see, a lot of people will be en route, but some people live in Illinois, some people... they'll still be able to catch the yard sale, though, because the yard sale is 7 to 9 o'clock Saturday morning. The reason I mention it, the sponsor, First Community Credit Union, the sole, exclusive, only sponsor of the yard sale is First Community Credit Union. And if you go, I don't care about listening to a yard sale, then you've obviously never heard it. Because if you listen to it, you'll probably tune in every Saturday. It's a hoot to listen to. Paul Warner has a unique way of hosting that show. And his brand of humor, you'll find different. Let's just put it that way. First Community Credit Union is not only the sponsor of the yard sale, it's where I do all my banking, and it's where Paul does his, and it's where thousands of people have come in this last few years. They've dumped their banks and decided to bank the credit union way, specifically the First Community Credit Union way. It's real simple to do. You close out your accounts and you bring them on over to First Community Credit Union, and I think you'll be real glad you did. It's a great place to bank. FirstCommunity.com to find out more. Or just stop in any location and have some fresh popcorn. Tell them it's on us. Don't go away. Good joke coming. Playhouse coming. 5 o'clock, Big 550, KTRS.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Backer. The Senate voting along...